Genesis 3.
You can heal correctly.
Really? In Genesis 3, God killed an animal and shed blood and put us in tombs.
Yeah.
And covered our bodies up.
Yeah.
And God, and in 1 Corinthians 11, it tells a woman to cover her head in a veiled cloth. So you're not, you guys all follow Yah. It takes a lot more to follow God than have a hat with Yah.
Hey, wait a second. Here, let me give you a gospel card. My husband would love to talk to you. Are you from here, around the area?
He's my righteousness.
Oh, okay, so you're from Tennessee then. We just travel all over, preach the gospel, reach out, thank you for saying something, reach out to Anabaptists, we reach out to evangelicals and everybody, warn them about man-made religion and to forsake it all and get into the scriptures. And I don't want to go anymore because you're claiming to be a Christian, so the men are to reason. He would love to hear from you. We're always looking for believers that are truly seeking the truth and willing to forsake it all and lose their life for Christ. That's what we're doing out here. Right, you got to repent of this and come out of the world. This is the world. You know, the Bible says the love of the world, if you love the world, the love of God's not in you, right? We're supposed to, in Romans 8, follow after the spirit, not the flesh. This is filling the eyes, the ears, and the belly. It's not filling the soul and furthering the kingdom of God, is it? No, so I would encourage you to test this. Reach out to him. We'd love to hear from you. What's your first name?
Jason, and you are?
Okay, and I'm Debbie, and that's James. We'd love to hear from you. If we're your brother and sister, let us know. All right? We'd love to reason in the scriptures with you.
We love you. You need to repent. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, calling Americans to repentance today.